Diogenes lived 1,600 years ago. He walked to the beat of a different drummer. But so what? He was a Greek philosopher. And most of those guys were sort of weird. Toward the end of Diogenes' life, Alexander the Great set out to bring the world under Greek rule. Diogenes sought public opportunities to mock the fearless ruler. The story is told of Alexander's finding Diogenes examining a pile of bones. Diogenes explained to the most powerful ruler on earth, "I am searching for the bones of your father, but cannot distinguish them from those of a slave." And that was the truth, wasn't it? In Luke 16, Jesus told of a very wealthy man. Then he told of a poor man covered with sores, lying at the rich man's gate, begging for table scraps. When the poor man died, angels took him to paradise. Later, the rich man lifted up his eyes in Hades. He begged for the poor man to go back and warn his brothers not to come to that awful place. Not possible. The living have an opportunity for salvation. The dead do not. In John 11, the Lord visited a cemetery in Bethany and raised the brother of Mary and Martha from the dead. It was there that he said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he were dead, he shall live. And whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die." Jesus, of course, was speaking about life in the spiritual realm. Flesh and bones are not a part of that world. The physical body is merely a temporary dwelling place for the real person. When that body dies, the person leaves it, and the old body goes to the grave. The person exists in another sphere, the righteous in God's hands, and the unrighteous away from God. And what a comforting thought for the Christian. We already know these things. That is why it is all the more amazing that we believe we can live like the rich man and die like Lazarus. I'm James Andrews, and that's my humble opinion.